In the book of Mark, chapter 11, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. People calling to remembrance unto it said, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. My cross reference says, have the faith of God. Well, of course, it's God's faith, because it was His faith imparted into you and to me the moment you accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord of your life. Because by faith you were saved through grace. It is the gift of God. And somebody asked me, well, which one was the gift of God, the grace or the faith? Both of them, sweetheart. We didn't deserve. If we got what we deserve, I do not want anything I deserve. Let's don't be talking like that. I've had people come and say, well, you deserve this. No, don't go there. I just work here and I enjoy my job. It's by grace, man. By grace, by faith, so that it might be by grace. And here's the classic teaching on it right here. The fundamentals are all right here. I want you to notice something. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. 9 words. That's what he spoke to that fig tree. Whosoever. This is a whosoever thing. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now, he was referring to a particular mountain that was there. He pointed to it. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Brother Hagin was in the sanctuary of his church, and he'd been over there and he read through the whole book of Mark. Well, these verses right here are what got him off the bed of affliction. Instantly, one day. But he had to stay with these in order to stay healed. The devil tried to kill him several times after that. But anyway, while he was just lying there, the Spirit of God said on the inside of him, did you notice that in those verses I used say in one form or another 3 times and believe only once? Well, he went back and read it. He said, my people are not falling behind in the believing, they're falling behind in the saying. Because he said, you're going to have to preach 3 times more on the saying than on the believing. So look at it. Count them. I say unto you, whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Whosoever shall say, believe is only mentioned once. It's the saying part. Jesus could have believed that and walked right past that tree, and it would not, I don't care how hard he believed it, it would not have affected it, because it takes words to release the power. The words have to release the power. So, therefore I say, so can you see, he put it into motion. Whosoever shall have what to say, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire. Now look at it. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Them is in italics. Believe that you receive and you shall have. when you pray. You believe it when you pray. What do you believe? What you said. Now, the problem is not having any grounds upon which to base that prayer. This is good. Now, we can start there. Well, I need healing. Well, what are you going to say? Well, I don't know. Well, go find healing scriptures. Did you ever notice it's script, but you add T-U-R-E on it and it becomes holy? It's just script till you put it in that book and God's the author, then it's a holy thing. It's scripture. Now, what do you have to be scriptural? Scriptures. Huh? I heard this one day, dealing around with that same kind of thing, and it came up on the inside of me. Let the word fight its own fight. You don't have to fight it. Let the word fight it. Let that sword of the Spirit fight it. And you finally get to where the devil's concerned. You know, you just rattle it a little bit, he'll get out of your way. You know, just pull that out and say, "Here, devil, hold this." A few times. And stick those scriptures in him. It doesn't say resist the devil and he'll flee. It says submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he will flee. You resist, you submit to that book. You fight with those words. You find the scripture that covers your situation. Meditate on that and put it up before you. And those are the words that you speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't walk up and say, "Tree, I'm speaking to you. I'm just about to curse you." You've already lost. You know why? Jesus had already heard from the Father. He knew what he was going to do. That fig tree paid the price. Amen. You don't just fly off the handle. Go get the scriptures. Go get the healing scriptures. Go get the finance scriptures. Get somebody to sit in agreement with you. You don't do all the asking, anything that they shall ask. Both of you ask. Both of you believe. Get in agreement. That's good. A lot of people pray that they are not in agreement. What is an agreement? Well, I mean, there were contracts signed by this ministry concerning this room and concerning the room of our staff and so forth, all of our rooms and so forth. And there were contracts signed over that. Somebody had to agree. And if we get ready to come here and they say, "Okay, now, we're going to provide this and this and this and this and this and this and the other." Yeah, I understand that. "And this amount of money is going to be here on this date." Yeah, you know, I sure do hope so. No agreement. But when Jesus said, "Any two of you on earth shall agree at touching anything that they shall ask," and the classic Amplified says, "Make a symphony together." Did you ever hear a symphony orchestra warm up? Oh, that's chaos. And for somebody, you know, that has a musical ear, it hurts. But once that director says, and he's, something beautiful happens. It would have been terrible if any of those instruments had been out of tune. That's what this is about. These are just fundamentals of faith. We have to be in agreement together. And Jesus is about to tell us how. "I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. He can't. He can't get through to you. And Jesus talked about that. He talked about the man that was forgiven a huge multi-million dollar debt and went out and would not forgive someone else of a $25 debt. And he got thrown into the debtor's prison because of it. He wouldn't forgive. This is a faith killer. Unforgiveness. Forgiveness is an act of love and an act of grace. We have different words for love. But in the Greek, it's very, very distinct. Agape is love that loves by decision. I love you. I love you. Not because I feel one way or the other. But he said, love one another. And faith depends on it. Now I want to show you something. I want you to get this. He spoke the desired end result. He spoke it and left. It's over. Far as he's concerned, that fruit, that tree will never bear fruit again hereafter forever. I was having trouble with my elbows. I'd pray over it, and then they would hurt. And I drank way too much coffee. I abused it. And then the Lord said, if you want my will for you, don't ever drink another cup of coffee. I thought, okay. Because he said, that's what's happening to your joints. You abused it. He said, go get your stuff. Oh, we had an old ugly old green bag. Had a can of Folgers in it. A Farberware coffee pot, you know. Just wagged it everywhere. That thing was part of the luggage. Gloria and I both drank too much of it. This is when I learned this. He said, put it on a plate. So I got a plate and put it down there. He said, speak to it and say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have no need of you in my life again hereafter forever. Then he said, now take communion. And I did. Instantly. No withdrawal. No headache. Then I said, do you want me to preach that to everybody? He said, no, that's none of your business what takes me. But he said, I do want you to tell them how you get rid of it. He said, you can do it with drugs. You can do it with cigarettes. You can do it with anything. I wish I'd have known that when I was getting rid of the cigarettes. Oh, man, I'd throw them away and go back and get them. I've been smoking since Baptist Hall. And anyway, so I said, well, I'm going to a meeting down here in Houston, Texas, with some good friends of mine. And I didn't have money to take Glory down there. And so I called her, and I was working for my dad then. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, I can't do this anymore. You know I'm called to preach. And I need to go to a meeting down there in Hilton Sutton's church in Houston. And I'm here in Tyler. I don't have money enough to go back and get Gloria, so I'm just going to go on down there. And I told Gloria that, so I just headed on down there. And so I just stuck that pack of cigarettes over the sun visor and got inside that meeting, and I forgot about it. Just forgot about it. And there was a man walked up to me and handed me some money. He said, Copeland, go get your wife. So I'm glad to get that. So I went out there and I looked up there, and I said, well, look at you. That's it. Thank you. Amen. So that's How come that to happen? I got in that meeting and faith came. The cigarette left me. It's just gone. Amen. Never had any problem with it again. But now think that. I have no need of you again in my life hereafter forever. Then take communion. Once you have received communion, now you're going to have to go across that to get a cup of coffee. Now, these are the fundamentals of faith. So all through the Bible, these fundamentals operate. But this forgiveness situation, I mean, in the model prayer, that is a healing prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then what? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? Is there any sickness in heaven? Oh, that's a healing scripture, brother. Amen. And what?
As it is, give us this day our daily bread. As our trespasses, we forgive those trespasses.
As what?
As we forgive.
As we forgive. You forgive us as we forgive.
Right.
You forgive us as we forgive.
Amen.
Because if you don't, it doesn't work. And that's the key to faith. Because faith works by love. And love works. So, in the areas, it is the faith of God, the same faith with which He created heaven and earth. Romans 10, 17, faith comes. It cannot not come.
That's right.
It comes. It does come. Faith is a spiritual force, right there in Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. And I have seen it and done it, and there's times that I flopped at it. And immediately you just go back and check up and find out where the strife is. I got so mad in one meeting. 3 weeks I was there. 3 weeks I was there. And every night they took up Brother Copeland's offering. And it was just wonderful. And it was during that meeting. And it was a rough meeting. There was some real problems in it, but I'm not going to go into that. And came the last day. The last day. They're going to present Brother Copeland with his check. Brother Copeland had this check. I mean, it's a large thing, like, you know, big deal. Big deal. He handed it to me. I went in the hole, $40. So I got up very, very early the next morning before the pastor ever woke up, because I didn't want to talk to him. Not right now. And his paper was out there in the yard, and I just went out there and got the paper. Gloria said, "Put that paper back." I said, "Gloria, I want to spank him." She said, "No, you just, no. You just go on." So we drove on to Prescott and got in there, and I was tired. And Gloria's mother said, "The sheriff called looking for you." I said, I want you to call this number. So I called it. It was my friend from Monroe, Louisiana. He said, "Brother Kenneth, I had it in my heart to sow some seed into you when we were having lunch, and I didn't do it. But he said, I wanted you to know that I'm sending you some money. Went way over my budget. That church got bills paid that they really needed to pay. That's what the meeting was all about. But they didn't tell me that. Had they told me that, it'd been different. But had I gotten mad, he never would have remembered it. Thank God for my wife, and I'll put that newspaper back. And that wasn't the end of it. I listened to Brother Hagin's tapes all the way to Prescott. Amen. Settled it in my heart and went way over the budget. It works. I was believing God all the way through that. And in the middle of that meeting, it was tough. I got mad during prayer time one day. And I didn't cuss now. No, sir. Don't do that. But, oh, I got close. And I griped and carried on there and I learned something that day. And so it came time to start getting ready to go over there for the evening service in the tent. And I said, I'm not going. The Lord said, why not? I said, I'm not going over there. You know, I learned, no use trying to hide things from God. He knows anyway. I just talked to him like I talked to you. And so I said, I'm not going. I said, no, not after what I did. I'm not going to go over there and say, thus saith the Lord. You can just get you another boy. I'm not going. He said, didn't you confess that sin? I said, yes, I did. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin is not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. And it changed my life forever. He said, that's not when I found out about it. He knew the problem I was having all the time. And he knew that church was in dire financial situation. I found that out later after the meeting was already over with. Now, and I'm going to close with this. But by staying on the love side of everything, God already had that in hand. He already had those bills paid. I just didn't know it yet. I had to continue to walk in faith and continue to walk in love. Thank God for a wife that wouldn't bend when it comes to the love walk. She never has yet. Amen. And she would tell me, you better just calm down and stay on your faith. And I learned from Brother Hagin, I've been redeemed from the curse of death. And a little before Christmas of the next year, we were debt free.
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 27th through the 29th. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
How could I ever have God's faith? Why did this not happen? Why did that happen? How do you use faith to move a mountain?
Join Kenneth Copeland as he sets the foundation for what faith is, how to move a mountain. 15 messages available on MP3 disc, DVD, or for download. Get the truth about faith. Learn what it is and what it's not. Over 50 years of faith teaching collected in one place, simplified and accessible. Identify your faith. Develop it. Find out how it works and put it to work in your life, the way God set it up to operate. Whether you feel like you're well-versed in faith and how it works, or you've just been introduced to the concept, this Back to the Basics teaching will refocus your understanding and set you on the right track to moving the mountains in your life. You have enough faith to do whatever God has called you to do. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series entitled Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain on kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Stand up and step into everything God has called you to do when you discover the power of living by faith. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, faith came into your heart and you were saved by grace. Romans 10:17 tells us how faith is developed. It comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Take the next steps towards growing your faith with Brother Copeland's audio series, Faith Is How to Move Mountain. It's your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, so request your copy today. Learn how to activate and release your faith and declare the desired end result over your situation. Go to kcm.org to request your free series on MP3 disc or download it free and get it today. Prayer is a priority at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we have a staff of licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. So, if you need prayer, call our prayer line. We are here to pray in agreement with you on the Word and believe God for your answer. As Brother Copeland said today, healings and miracles were the absolute will of God, and He never changes. If you're outside the United States, you can call the KCM office nearest you. We have prayer ministers in all of our offices around the world, in Africa, UK, Canada, Australia, Ukraine, and South America. For all the contact information, go to kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.